Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today, Mama needs a little boost.
It's been raining nonstop. You know what's funny is one of our recent episodes, we were all excited because it was nice. Spring had sprung. And then literally from that moment forward, it has not stopped raining until today again. It seems like the sun comes out when we record.
It feels good.
Yeah,
and
I like
doing
that.
This like rooftop interview tonight. We're still recording this on Wednesdays. We normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone listening to this, I'm sorry. I missed it. But it's for this band, Two Door Cinema Club.
Cool.
Which apparently they're wildly popular and should be good. Matt comes in like bull in a china shop.
He's got to get things going.
I know. Well, he really does need to get things going.
He's on his own schedule over here.
Yeah, he's on my shit list today.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. He's on my shit list.
Listen, while you were talking about music,
yeah.
And did you finish what you were saying?
No, just that I'm glad it's a nice day because on a rooftop in the rain isn't going to be good. A mama would not be pleased. You know, am I mom or am I dad?
I don't know where we landed on this because you and I think are very gender nonconforming as it comes to this.
Can we put a poll out on our Facebook group?
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. Be like, who's who?
Do you prefer John and Darren?
Like, is John dad? And then like take a
yes
poll.
Yes or no. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I want to like really compare the results here.
All right. If you're listening to this, we'll put the poll up. Let us know.
I need to know how I continue on in my life.
Well, let us know how you want us to be in your life.
Yeah,
you know what
100%,
100%. I mean? Well, you're speaking about music, Darren, by the way.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention something. You know, we don't talk about, well, we talk about music from time to time. But I love this new song from Ingrid Michaelson.
Ooh.
And I've been a longtime Ingrid Michaelson fan.
One of the first girls I ever hooked up with Ingrid Michaelson.
I thought you were going to say.
And it's always going to be like my fame adjacent story. Not that that means anything to anyone, but I just think it's funny.
That's interesting. I didn't realize Ingrid was even curious.
Okay,
good for her.
I mean, making out.
Listen, it is what it is.
We make out.
That's true.
Every Wednesday.
Right before the show, every Wednesday.
That's how we
get started. Yeah. She has a new song. Now, typically, you know Ingrid Michaelson as, you know, a pop singer with a little bit of folksy ukulele.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I first started listening to her in 2007, everyone knew that album Girls and Boys was so good. And I've seen her in concert a bunch of times with one of my best friends. Well, she has a new song out called Missing You. This is not a plug, by the way, or an ad of any kind. Literally.
Yeah. This is just you.
I just love
things.
This song so much. And it's very, like, dance. Which is like not what you would expect. Have you heard
Jay
it?
Thrash dance? No,
I haven't. I'm not really I used to be a dance type of person, but I'm not anymore. But I love the music. Very kind of Robin-esque, and it's apparently for like the Stranger Things 3.
Oh.
I don't know if it's like the soundtrack. I can't quite figure that part out of it. But I love Ingrid Michaelson, and this song just has been stuck in my head since it came out. And I love that it's stuck in my head because it's been a while since I've had songs kind of get stuck in my head
I'll
like
have
that.
To listen to this.
Yeah, check it out. You might like it.
Guys, what is that amazing smell? John, is that you? You smell incredible today. Is that a new fragrance?
Oh, Darren, yes. It's Eros by Versace. I just got it new last night. Isn't it great? People have been complimenting me all day.
It's fab, but didn't you just get a bunch of new fragrances recently? Don't you have bills, honey?
Don't be silly. Who drops a fortune on full-size fragrances just to test them?
I know.
I use Scentbird to test drive new colognes. It's how I'm always able to smell delicious without having to commit to an entire bottle. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service that allows allows you to choose a new cologne or perfume from over 450 designer brands.
Whoa.
You choose the cologne you want to try, and then they'll send you a 30-day supply. It's amazing.
Scentbird will send you a bottle containing 120 sprays, which is enough to apply the fragrance more than four times daily for a whole month.
Which, let's be honest, four times is a lot. This will keep you going for a long time. So I just got a few fragrances from Scentbird. I got Lacoste, Eau de Lacoste,
ooh,
Versace Eros, Salvatore Ferragamo Black, and Gucci Pour Homme.
Oh, excuse me.
I know. I've been wanting to try Gucci for a while, the Pour Homme, but wasn't sure if I'd like it enough to buy a full-size bottle. It turns out I loved it, and I'm totally going to keep it as a staple in my fragrance routine. The other great thing about them is they come in these little containers, these little fragrance sprays, and you can keep them in, like, your tennis bag, yeah, at your desk at work.
They're perfect size. It's kind of, yeah, like a lipstick.
And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off of your first month with Scentbird today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance,
which is unheard of. Yeah. Go to scentbird.com/martinis and use martinis for 50% off your first month.
Again, that's scentbird.com/martinis for you to try your first fragrance for just $7.50.
Sign on and smell amazing. Just as like a sequitur while we're keeping the music theme going,
mm-hmm,
I get the Best Girlfriend Award because, oh, last night on Watch What Happens Live, we had Erica Jane from Beverly Hills and Paris Hilton. And like, if
and you were there, right?
I was there.
Yeah.
And the reason I was there was because, according to my 4.5 year girlfriend,
right,
who I don't know, apparently,
uh-huh,
she's obsessed with Paris Hilton. And like, I knew that we both loved Paris Hilton. Like,
mm-hmm,
we
who
watched
doesn't?
American,
yeah,
Meme. Did you guys see that doc on Netflix? It's actually,
I don't,
great,
think I have. Yeah.
It's great to have Fat Jewish in it.
Okay.
And Paris, and you kind of see another side of Paris. And Carson just like didn't mention her absolute obsession. Like, if you know Carson,
like, at all, this is the first time you're hearing,
like,
of it.
Like, I knew we liked her, but it was, yeah, like, ha ha ha. It wasn't,
sure,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
it's not like David Archuleta obsessed.
Right.
It wasn't
anything to do with Avengers, Spice Girls, or David Archuleta. So
we'll get to Spice Girls in a second, by the way.
The Paris Hilton just came out with a new song, My Best Friend's,
oh,
Ass or whatever.
Oh,
whatever,
I heard about
like
that.
Like Kim K.
Yeah.
And Carson was like freaking out when she was in Europe. She's like, yeah, God, I'll listen to it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I listened to it and I was like, is Paris even on this track? Like, I can't tell, like,
yeah,
none of these vocals. So I didn't put two and two together, and then I realized Paris was coming on Watch What Happens Live, and I was like, oh, let me just text Carson, like, see. So I G-chat her and I go, by the way,
did you hear the
forgot
news?
Forgot to tell you who's, yeah, on Watch What Happens Live tonight. And she goes, don't say Paris Hilton. And I go, and she doesn't have cable, so it's not like she saw.
Yeah, yeah,
and I,
yeah,
go, Paris Hilton. She's like, I'm not well. I'm not well.
She's,
I'm
that
not
obsessed.
Okay. And I was like, all right, like, let me see if I can, I'll
work
I'll
away.
See if I can see, like, I don't,
tickets
like
are hard to get, and even for you to manage.
Well, I'll just stand in the back, but like,
right,
to get a picture, like, I just don't like doing it. It's not professional.
Yeah.
But I asked, you know, I went all through the right hoops or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told Anthony the booker, and I was like, listen, I was,
yeah,
like, Paris Hilton's part of Carson's like coming out story. Like, the reason, oh, she's like gay is because of Paris Hilton.
Okay.
I need you to make this happen. He was like, no problem.
Mm.
I'll make it happen. And if you know Carson, which I think you both certainly,
yeah,
do, but you know, she's like, I'm the golden retriever and she's the pit bull. Like,
fair.
She doesn't like anything. She hates life.
Fair.
Like, she's just negative all the time, but in like a
funny
way.
But in a
way.
Fun way, yeah.
Yeah. Not, yeah,
she's not
way.
A curmudgeon like me.
She's not a fangirl of anything. She,
yeah,
doesn't care about anything.
Right.
And like, Paris had walked by her.
Yeah.
And I've...
Before, like, you guys had any kind of meetup.
Just like walked.
Yeah.
Like, we were waiting in the back having drinks, and like, she walked by, and Carson just like crumbled. Like, she couldn't speak. And I was like, you need to calm down because we're in a place of work.
Yeah, right. This is your,
like,
professional.
Stop peeing your pants because,
yeah,
my boss is right there.
Right, right.
And she was like, I'm not okay. Like, she was sick. Like,
oh,
she,
gosh,
just like couldn't handle it. And,
yeah,
then Paris hugged her.
Oh my God.
And like, everyone had to stare. Like, everyone,
right,
stared at, because they knew that.
Well, when you see those kind of moments with fans, you have to
and
stare.
And I told Carson, I was like, listen, I was like, it's my birthday next week.
Right, that's right.
I made this shit happen for you. You know,
happy
it
birthday.
It reminds me of when you get your, like, best friend, like a Serena,
yeah,
Williams signed tennis ball, and then he gets you nothing back. And that's cool.
Right.
Right. That didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
It's hypothetical.
Or did it happen?
And,
yeah,
I just didn't want another PTSD moment for,
yeah,
me. So,
yeah,
I told her, I was like,
fair,
listen.
Yeah, fair.
I want the fuck.
Yeah, well, now
me.
She's got to book Julia Louis-Dreyfus for you somehow.
She did get me a headshot for my
she
first
did,
birthday.
She did, yeah, yeah.
But check out my Instagram, because, like...
What a story.
None of my pictures with Carson, she's smiling. And in this one, she's smiling. She's like trying to contain herself, and you can see her like physically peeing her pants.
Let me ask you this. Did Paris know of Carson's obsession? Or was it just like she quickly took a photo or whatever?
I think Paris is just like
used to that.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I will say about her, which I knew from the start, is that she's so good to her fans.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just so amazing. I've heard this, like, even hugging her was like, it was funny because, like, this is my job. And Carson was like, introduced me to Paris. Yeah. She was like, oh, and this is my girlfriend. I go, baby. You don't have to, like, it's fine. Like,
that's nice.
Yeah, and then she was like...
I think that would be a great time for me to just really solidify that...
If you say David Archuleta...
For any reason that David Archuleta is on Watch What Happens Live or Serena Williams, I guess I'm just saying, like, I would expect a similar reaction even though we're not dating.
That is assuming you have to leave your apartment.
Listen, we've been bartenders twice. I think I can make it a third time. Yes. Okay, and speaking of things that I love, and that's a great story. I love that you shared that, and congratulations to Carson.
I know.
What
congratulations, Carson.
Yeah.
Into here the applause, Megan. Yes. Even Megan's.
And maybe some hoot and hollering as well, Megan. Thank you.
I made my girlfriend smile once in 4.5 years, and I feel very, very good about it.
Well, something that made me smile today was I cannot stop getting tagged in this news story.
I can't maybe stop even getting tagged of people being like, buy this for John.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently today it had become known that the original Spice Bus from Spice World, the Spice Girls movie, is available as an Airbnb rental in London.
John, you have to because you're going to London.
In the same exact week I'm going to be in London. Now, let me tell you this. I looked into it. I'm going to be in London in June. For those who don't know, if you're a dedicator from the London area, please let me know, because a couple of you have reached out to me, but if there are enough people, I would love to meet up with people in some kind of, you know, meetup, just because when will I ever have a chance to do that again, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I will say, when you're feeling John, as we know from our meetups, he nurses a bottle of wine and just cradles it like a baby, and you have to see that.
That happened once.
Yeah. One for one.
So I looked into the details, and thank you everybody who tagged me in this. Literally, I think as I'm sitting here, I'm seeing tags come in. I appreciate it. I looked into it.
Okay. Of course you did.
Well, here's the situation. Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I looked it up. So you can... It's only available for two nights in June, 15th and 16th, which happens to be when I'm going to be there. It'll be parked in Wembley Park, which is like our central park to us. And you can only book it starting May 22nd.
Okay, which is next week. In a week.
But unfortunately, there is no bathroom. So,
So wait, you can only book it for max two nights, any person wanting to rent it, or you can only get it for like a few hours during those days? Like,
literally, there are only 2 days that people can book this right now.
Well, it's going to be sold.
Well, right, exactly. It's going to sell out instantly.
I'll take it for 45 minutes? Well, what?
I think it's going to be for the day, I'm assuming, but I looked at the listing and the person's like, only booking for verified people in the London area, you know, so I think there's going to be a bit of a like... fielding process.
Yeah. No bathroom though. That's out for me.
Well, there's a bathroom that's like a temporary one outside of it. And I'm like, listen, I love it. I'll come take a picture with it. I'm not going to be using a bathroom in a park.
Yeah. No.
But the inside, they've redone the inside because, you know, in the movie, it looks like it's this giant set, but it's a bus, guys. So it's not going to have the enormous interior.
It's not going to have the Spice Girls or Alan Cumming in it.
It's about as far as we're aware. Yes, Alan.
Could you imagine that?
That would be or Meatloaf, for that matter, who was the Spice Bus driver.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
Can we have a screening?
The listing specifically says it does not come with Meatloaf, which I'm not sure if that means the food or the driver. We'll find out.
I mean, we should do a screening.
Yeah, we should do a screening.
We really should. Can I also say that, just speaking of Meatloaf and people tagging you and things that we love?
Yeah.
I was in Baltimore on Saturday with Andy and Anderson.
Oh, you were in Maryland, the best state in the land. Yes.
And I just started rewatching The Wire. Okay. And as I'm driving over, in my Uber to the to the Four Seasons, the driver was like, you here by yourself? And I was like, I'm on tour.
I hate when people ask that question.
And he was like, don't walk these streets alone at
night. Downtown,
he was like, the heroin epidemic is real. And I just started rewatching The Wire, and I was like, freaked the fuck out.
Was that near downtown, I'm assuming?
Near
the harbor?
It was right on the harbor. Which was fine and beautiful. I've been there many times, and I didn't notice anything, but I just thought it was funny, because I was like,
that's funny.
But I was doing the Q&A for Andy and Anderson, so I kind of run that, just stand by the mic. It's not... But I was standing out out looking for Andy's guests, and someone comes up to me and she's like, "Are you Darren?" And I was like, "Yes." And she was like, "Just want to let you know, there's a Taco Bell." And like told me about what? Where a close one was.
So it was a dedicator.
It was a dedicator. In the wild. She was like, "I love your podcast." And I was like, "Aww, thank you so much." And unfortunately, I'm not remembering your name because I had remembered so many names
working
that night.
Yeah, yeah.
But thank you so much if you're listening to come up to me. And I knew I had to tell John because I was like, and then another woman like who actually worked at the venue, she's like, "Did she just say that the Taco Bell was this place?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "There's one closer." And I was like, Oh, my God, shit.
I love when people do things like that.
It was
Everyone
great.
Wants to help us out, you
it
know?
It was fantastic. We got a lot of podcast people listening, so that's good.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Did I mention on last week's episode or a recent episode when I got accosted by somebody who knew you?
No, you didn't say it on air.
Okay, so listen to this, guys.
You can say his name.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted
you
to make sure.
His first name.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I am in this area of our work where you can, it's kind of like a little cafe. That's the best way to explain it.
Yeah.
And I'm in line to get my iced coffee, and I see a guy walk past me, you know, in my peripheral vision, just walking past. I'm not even paying attention. And I see him kind of stop, and he comes back over to me, and he goes, "Are you John Thrasher?" And I was like, yes. And
by the way, he's beautiful.
But stunning.
He's like a stunning man.
It's like, imagine.
And he's like the nicest, sweetest man alive, but
imagine,
he's stunning.
Imagine an angel coming down from heaven, like, and there's a glow behind you.
Megan, he has like the definition of blue eyes. You know what I mean?
They're not
just
even
like
blue,
you're gonna
they're
get
crystal.
Lost in them.
Yeah. But anyway, I wasn't even.
This will be a test if he listens to this podcast, know, that's by true. The way, right?
I wasn't even like thinking of that. I mean, it was jarring that somebody that good looking was talking to me, frankly. But he was like, "Are you John Thrasher?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Excuse me, I talk to you every fucking
that's
day.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, we're at work, so it's like you don't really expect kind of things like that to go on, I guess, around here. And he goes, "Oh, hi." He was like, "I actually know you through Darren's social media." And I was like, "Okay, that tracks," because I am often cameoing in Darren's background. Right, doing weird things in the background of Darren's Insta stories. He was like, "Oh, I listen to the podcast, but I noticed your face."
The test, Jeff.
Well, Jeff, his name is Jeff, if you're listening.
If he doesn't hit me up.
And Jeff, message us a code word. The code word is angel. So we'll see if he's listening.
What if it's the devil? What if he messaged me that?
He is not. He's
not
nothing. He has nothing to do with the devil. Trust me. Very nice guy.
I love that you getting accosted, though, by people. I actually
from
got,
you, yeah.
I got, did I tell you about the subway? When someone like.
I don't think so.
I got to watch myself.
Guys,
and I don't
we're so
think
famous,
about this
by
because,
the way.
No, but I don't think about this. I was like. You know, you're anonymous in New York City. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You don't think that anyone else is looking at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I can walk really quickly. I can be an asshole. Like, I have to watch myself. And
frankly,
like,
you're usually on your phone because you're doing a lot of work in between where
exactly,
you're going.
Or, like,
yeah.
I read a lot on the subway. And I was, like, sitting there reading and, like, whatever. And,
oh, I remember this story.
And she came up to me and said, she was like, "Oh, my God, like, huge fan of your podcast. Like, I love it." She DM'd me later being like, "I'm the weird subway girl." And I was like, that's so nice. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, did I pick my nose? Like,
right.
Like, was I?
Well, because didn't she
like,
come
was
up?
Was I picking a wedgie? Like, I have to make sure that I'm not doing these things so people think that I'm not the worst person alive.
Right, right. Well, was this the same person that came up to you and was like, "You're the best," and you were like, "I am," and
oh,
like
yeah,
you had
yeah,
no
yeah,
idea?
Yeah, and I took my headphones. I was like, "Really?"
I guess the moral of the story is that we're really famous. And
yeah,
like,
we're not at all.
No,
and
no,
we
we're
just
not.
Live,
you might be. I'm
we
not.
Live through our Instagram followers.
I will say this: now that you mentioned the subway, every once in a while, I notice someone kind of staring. You know, people stare on the subway.
Yeah.
You're in an entrapped car, staring at each other. Usually,
that's
you're
why I wear sunglasses.
Yeah,
on
usually you're stuck on it. By the way, and I always wonder, like, are they trying to figure out if I'm from the podcast potentially?
No.
I don't. No, probably not.
No.
All right, good. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Little sip of something
little sips.
Here. Little sip of something.
So continuing on with our music theme, you recently went to a concert.
Yeah, I went to a concert with my dad. So my favorite band is The Who.
Thank you, Matt.
And it was the first concert I ever went to.
Yeah.
And they were doing an orchestral set at MSG on Monday, which was awesome and so cool. And my dad is just, it's funny. Like
it's his world, right?
It's his world. But like now, you know, my dad like went to every concert in Woodstock and was like such that type of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, you know, he's turning 69 this year and he's like, you know, some songs you stand up for, Bob O'Reilly, you're going to stand up for, you know, Imagine a Man. And my dad's just like, I'm going to sit down. And like, and I was just like, all right, do I sit down with him? Like,
yeah.
I'm going on a date with my dad. Like, it's all about hanging out with my dad. And I was just like, Oh no, this is not good. Like, Dad, you're too old to party now. What's going on?
Yeah.
But we had a very lovely date and a very lovely
time.
And yeah, shout out
to
my
go on a lot of concerts.
I talk about my mom a lot, but shout out to my
dad. That's true. Yeah. Well, your mom has become basically a character on the show at this point. So
she has, and I know that some fans have requested that she come on, and she wanted me to clarify. So you know how we have like mothers,
bring your mother to work.
Well, you know, but you know, when she texted me last week and she was like, never mix shoe shopping with passion.
Mother's
food.
Advice.
Mother's advice.
Yes.
I also want to add a segment called Mother's Clarification.
Okay. Fair.
Because she said to me, cause remember I was like, glass can't be recycled.
Yeah.
She said it can be recycled. However, it cannot be mixed with other things, like with plastic, because then it fucks up the recycling process.
Well, so right.
I needed to
clarify the recycling
thing. My mom, I'm representing my environmental engineer mother well.
Well, that's great. Yeah, last week I was talking about, you know, the whole thing where I'm using too much plastic, and I got a couple of messages from fans giving me ideas for cups, you know, so I'm looking into, like, what my best options are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm the type of person that runs to the kitchen and grabs a coffee quickly, but then I'm like, I'm throwing away paper cups that are, like, single-use cups, and paper's better than plastic, but it just still feels like I could have my own cup. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Or a coffee cup. Okay, let's get to a couple of other things here as we wrap up this week's episode. You had a great question here from Anne Hillsborough. She says,
yeah.
Or did you want to grab this
one?
Okay. She says, when you're having a full day of annoyances, which frankly I've had.
Which I did this morning.
Yes. What do you do to relax, cheer up, lighten up? Thanks for all you do.
Which is such a good question.
Sweet question.
Because I feel like for me, like, I'm tense about so many things that I know don't really matter.
Yeah.
But with work, it's just hard not to be, like, tense and be like, I want to figure this out.
Because you want to be great at your job, you know?
You want to be great at your job, and there's pressure to be good at your job. And, like, so many things are out of your hands, and I have such OCD to control every single thing around me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, for me, like, it's getting all of my work done and like checking things off.
That's a good
list.
Thing.
Like, that is therapeutic for me.
You're a list maker, right?
Yes.
I feel like you are.
Very big. So I love, like, checking off a task.
Yes.
I certainly love, like, coming home, not being bothered, and just, like, watching my favorite stupid TV. Like, that is so relaxing for me.
Definitely.
Kind of just being in my own world really does help me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's other vices that I have that help relax me, but we don't need to go into that on this podcast.
Not until it's legal.
Yes.
I'm just teasing.
Yes.
For me,
not wrong.
For me, it's a mix of things. And I will say, I know this is going to sound corny and, like, pandering in a bit, but honestly, we get so many messages from our listeners that really brighten my day. And sometimes I'll just hop on Instagram and, like, read some of their comments to Matt. And it just makes me feel so much better to know everyone can't stand him either.
Well, it is fun. Like, and not to be bad, but when you guys, like, ask for our help or advice to cheer us up, that makes me feel so much better.
Totally.
Not because any one of you guys are suffering, but because you come to our community to, like, make you guys feel better. And that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
Because all I want is our thing to be super positive,
right?
No matter what happens.
Yes,
you're right.
Totally.
That's very relaxing.
Yes. And additionally, another thing I like to do is, if you have, and this is advice for
fight
other people,
your little Funko Pops.
Yes.
No,
if we could
wrong, no, you're wrong.
No,
Baby Spice. No,
Angel. Oh, I wish they don't have Spice Girl ones.
They don't.
Listen, we'll save that for another shot.
That
but listen,
that seems like a moral.
They're getting to it. Like, they have BTS Pops and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys are coming, but I think Britney Spears.
I mean,
well, it'll happen.
Really?
My other suggestion is, whoever your funniest friend is, text them, call them, and just say, hey, I'm having a bad day. How's your day going? And just let the conversation go, because I have friends like that in my life who, no matter how sad or depressed I might be, are the sort of anchors in my life that I know will always make me laugh or cheer me up. So,
speaking of anchors in my life, my very good friend and tertiary character on this podcast, Aaron Rott. Exactly. Yeah. Even Matt picked up on that.
Yeah,
one.
Matt joined us, by the way. The mic's not working, Matt, by the way.
For legal reasons. Is coming into New York City tonight.
Oh.
And so she will cheer me up. If she was coming in any earlier, you best believe
I
she would have been on
say,
this podcast. Like, 100%.
Sorry we missed you, Aaron.
Don't miss you, Rott.
Oh, and this is Aaron, who who is, of course, 89
years
old. Got it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
We want to mention one other thing, too. We were talking about this recently, but CrimeCon is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleans will be there June 7th through the 9th. And we mentioned last week we're going to be doing an official meetup outside of the con, but we're going to be announcing when and where once we're in New Orleans. So
definitely,
if you're in the New Orleans area and you want to meet us.
Matt, which mask are you going to be bringing to I know your mic's not on, but just like,
just tell
me which mask. Are you going to bring reindeer and Sleep No More mask?
And antlers?
I think you should bring.
He's bringing all different things. Listen, a whole suitcase, he's saying. Listen, Mardi Gras happens there. Lots of masks. Maybe Matt will find a new identity while we're in New Orleans.
Yes. So we'll see.
Yeah, Matt's agreeing that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing, Darren. Tell everyone we have a big, exciting interview coming up.
I'm really excited about this interview. John Douglas is actually coming in soon. We can't wait for you guys to hear the interview. We actually did a call to action on our Facebook group. You guys had crazy, amazing questions. If you guys don't know who John Douglas is, I don't know why you're into true crime.
Why are you listening?
But he basically joined the FBI in 1970, and he actually created the FBI's criminal profiling program. He's interviewed everyone from like Ed Kemper to John Wayne Gacy, even Manson. So you know I am going to be very interested and wildly intrigued by this. So we're really excited for you guys to listen to that interview. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, and that'll be a bonus, I think, not an actual full episode. So we'll have a Sunday episode for you, too.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have a Sunday full episode of Martini's a Murder. And then, yeah, John Douglas will be separate.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.